Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us, Jason. Thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing great. Now, the question is, how are you? And I'll tell you why. This is iteration number 4 of our telephone repair attempt. So the technicians have been dispatched. They are working on our telephone lines, the copper lines. And I don't know if I'm going to be disconnected or not. I don't know. So if I am, Gwyneth, I'll try immediately to reconnect. But if I can't, it's all yours. So I just wanted to let you, I just want to let you know.
And then if I hear a big blank, I'll go, okay, all right, well, let's get on to the next thing then.
Right. So here's what's happening. We have a really good technician, but the he is the technician that repairs the lines, the copper lines and those kinds of things, and makes sure that the connectivity is good from the central office. And that's that brick building class that has the switching equipment in it, out to, you know, the customers, the residences, the businesses. There's another group that programs the telephone switch. That's an electronic piece of gear that routes the calls from, you know, your phone number, your telephone set. That would be the telephone set is the thing that you talk into and dial from. The telephone set that's connected to the central office and then goes outward from there or gets connected to a local call. Well, the switch is the problem. So it's not our landline. It's not our telephones. It's not that we have a fax machine. It's not connected. It's none of that. It is in the switch. So we can, for example, it's a problem, and I'll tell you why, class. Some calls don't go through, like calls to the veterinarian. That's important for us. Sometimes we have a question that we can't answer, and we'll call the veterinarian, and they'll tell us over the phone what's up. Can't call the vet. Can't call the bank. Sometimes we want to make a transfer. Sometimes we need to check on something and can't make that call either. That's a local call. The vet's a local call. Doctor's appointments, checkups, you know, those kinds of things, Springfield, Missouri, they don't go through either. So not being able to call a doctor, the hospital, the vet, the bank, those are pretty big ones for us. And then again, there are people who want to buy things from us on our farm, and we can't call them either. So we're, you know, not quite dead in the water, but almost. And so that being said, I just wanted to share that with you. So at any second, I could be disconnected. That is not the plan. I try to prevent it, and our technician, Randy, tries to prevent that, too. But it may be out of his hands. Okay. That being said, Gwyneth, you know, I talk about Facebook Marketplace and Facebook and generally dumb public. Well, I have proof. I have proof for what I've been saying. Because, as you know, I've been selling a few things on the Internet. From the form.
Yeah.
And so I have an item that is fairly
I'm
large.
Laughing in anticipation. I love your Facebook Marketplace stories. they're incredible. But that's there's a saying that it's funny because it's true.
this is absolutely true. So last night I got a couple communiques on AM Class. I have a Facebook marketplace, but I don't use it for anything other than buying used equipment and things that we need for the farm and selling things from the farm. Okay, equipment, that kind of thing, and parts and things like that. So it's very rarely do I sell something, but most of the time it's to find oddball stuff that you can't find anyplace else. All right, so I have this item that two people are interested in buying. And one of them sent me a Facebook communique, and it says, "Hi, would you be interested in a trade?" Okay, it says cash, okay? The listing says cash. So, would you be interested in a trade? And my response is, sure. Do you have Federal Reserve notes? Their response is, what's that? My response is, pieces of paper with former U.S. presidents on them. Sometimes they're called $100 bills. And then I get a response from this gal. It says, yes, I was just curious if you were willing to trade instead of doing all cash. And my response is, I'm sorry, but it'll have to be cash. So this person, I said, sure, do you have Federal Reserve notes? And she says, what's that? They say right on them, Federal Reserve note. I'm sure she uses them every day and has for almost all of her whole life and doesn't know what they are. So when I talk about the lowest common denominator in the GDP, that says it all. Now, I didn't do that from memory. I literally copied from the marketplace, Facebook marketplace, every message, starting with, hi, would you be up to a trade? Would it be up? Think about that. Would I be up to a trade? Is that like being up to my neck in alligators? What does up to a trade mean? I think the person means, would you consider a trade? But that's not how it's said. Would you be up to a trade? We have lost our ability to communicate. We absolutely have. I have in front of me a package. I haven't opened it yet. Boy, it's really, they must really like me. It says Census of Agriculture, National Agricultural Statistics Service. This is a service of the U.S. government. And it comes from Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's official business. There's a penalty for private use of $300, whatever that means. And then it says USDA, Census of Agriculture. Your response is required by law. Overdue, return within 10 days. I wonder what that means. And it has, I don't have to worry about it. It has Mrs. Finelli's name in it. I don't have to worry about it. Oh, man, this thing.
This actually kind of ties into something I was going to discuss today, which was UCC 1-308.
Okay, but before you do, Gwyneth, this is a book. It's colored green and dark green with black letters and white background and boxes. It is 24 pages long. 24 pages.
Census
is
1-308.
Okay, so please continue.
Yeah. UCC 1-308 says words to the effect of all rights are reserved by the people. That means that you can't be enslaved, that contract without consent is a violation of UCC 1-308, that you can't be forced to give testimony against your will, because that's one of your rights. that's reserved by you. And all of your rights shall not be infringed. It says UCC 1-30. I think I'll get it made into a T-shirt. I'm not even kidding. Because, you know, people are just, they're just, they're ignorant of their rights. And because they're ignorant of their rights, then they think that the government can walk all over them. And most people in the government are ignorant of their rights and the people's rights. And they think they're entitled to behave like a bunch of thugs, and it just ain't so. Because the USA, if you're living there, it might seem pretty awful, but I'll tell you what, you try coming out to Australia, and you will kiss the ground when you get back to the US. That's just how it is, because you have so many rights over there that we only wish we still had. You know, and of course we still have them. But, you know, we've got this gang of thugs that insist that if you do X, Y, and Z in Australia, things that are perfectly lawful to anyone on the planet, and including in the United States, that they'll put you in the jail for quite a long time here in Australia. And you certainly can't buy ammunition at your local big box hardware store here in Australia. I don't think you can buy ammunition here at all these days, because the only authorized contractor of ammunition here in Australia recently stopped shipping ammunition within the last 12 or 18 months. And that was Toll IPEC, which is a really, really, really big shipping company here. You know, with thousands of 18-wheelers rolling all across the highway. And they, apparently you had to have a special permit to ship ammunition and explosives here. I mean, I guess that's so that the you know, if the blue team pulls you over, they know to be a little bit careful with you. You know, if you've got this tick on your thing, and they better check your load a bit extra careful. That Toll IPEC was the only shipping company that still had this permission from the government. They still have the permission from the government to ship ammunition. But they've just decided that they're not going to do it anymore. So nobody's shipping ammunition here in Australia. You know, and I don't think I've ever told you about that, have I, Vincent? But that's a big problem, because it means that, I mean, where's the blue team getting their ammunition from? Nobody's getting any ammunition shipped. Not the military. Well, I mean, I guess the military have their own supply chains. But, you know, this is it. It's just jaw-dropping. I don't think I've ever told you that, have I, Vincent?
No, that is not something that we've discussed. And also, when we come back, can you give us an update on housing? Isn't there still an incredible housing crisis in Australia? Yeah, let's talk about that one.
Absolutely.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Yeah, live in Australia.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, I literally have this thing in front of me. It's just, I digress, I just can't help it. It's 24 pages long. It's the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and they want to know everything you can possibly think of about your farm, our farm. And there's one section that says, during 2022, considering the total, 24 pages, okay, during, that's just filling in the boxes. That doesn't include all the calculations involved and the research involved and figuring these things out. But let me just read a couple of these, just to show you how invasive your government is. During 2022, considering the total acres on this operation, how many acres were drained by tile? How many acres were drained by tile? How many were artificially drained by ditches? How many were under conservation easement? During 2022, considering the cropland acres on this operation, how many acres were no-till practices used? How many acres were conservation or reduced tillage, including no-till and practices, other practices used? How many acres were intensive or conventional tillage practices used? How many acres were planted by a cover crop? Cover crops are planted primarily for managing soil fertility, soil quality, and controlling weeds, pests, and diseases. That's just one little section. Okay? This is 24 pages long. So I decided to download during the break the guide. They have a guide. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has a guide to help you complete this. And it says on this PDF download. This report form guide provides detailed information and examples on how to complete the 2022 Census of Agriculture report form. It's intended to serve as a supplement to the instructions that are provided on the report form and instruction sheet, see Appendix A, that are enclosed with every report form mail packet. So this is a supplement on how to fill this census out. The report guide is 97 pages long.
Oh,
that's the
gosh.
That's the guide to fill out the 24-page agricultural census. Now, this, if you think filling out a 1040 is tough, this is just unbearable. I don't know anybody who could fill this out accurately. I don't know anybody. They want to know about your fruits and nuts and berries. They want to know about cattle and calves. How many beef cows? Include beef heifers that have had calves. Exclude heifers that have not calved. Steers, calves, and bulls. How many milk cows? I mean, this is unbelievable. It would take a month of Sundays to try to figure this out. And I think it's overdue. It says right here, yeah, it was due in February. I guess it got misplaced. But seriously, this is what your government wants you to do. If you were to do all the things that your government demanded you do, you would never be able to go to work. Never. And so, speaking of the USDA, they have a piece of equipment that we need to rent from them that's critical to managing our farm. So we go to get this thing. At first, you have to put a deposit on it. And then, once you do that, then you can rent it. And you can only rent it for 24 hours, and it has to be back. And it's a piece of equipment that you use on the... It's so expensive, nobody can afford one. So you rent it, and you pick it up, and you bring it out to your field, you use it, and you bring it back. And this is the fourth delay. So our son went out there, and they changed the date on them. Now, it has to be used when the field is dry, okay? They say if you rent it, you rent it and that on that day, and you have to rent it in advance, and if it rains, tough. If you can't use it, tough. And you're responsible for damage. Well, here's the thing. It weighs maybe 4,000 pounds. You pull it with a heavy truck and take it home, 35-mile-an-hour speed. This is the fourth time that's been delayed because it's broken. Our son... And they're not responsible for not meeting the timetable that they've agreed to meet. They're not responsible. And they have people there who answer the phone and make the appointments and are not capable of telling you whether the equipment works or not. So it's still busted. It's been going on about a month. U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. President Biden delivers remarks contrasting his vision for the economy with House Republicans' vision. Biden will talk today at an undisclosed location about 2:30 p.m. Eastern and claims growth should be from the middle class out and the bottom class up instead of an economy that trickles from the top down, according to the White House press release. Suspected classified document leaker Jack Teixeira will be in a Boston court today and is expected to enter a plea. This as the U.S. government moves to protect classified documents following the leak on social media. The arrest last week of Teixeira sees him facing charges of disclosing USA secrets to the world. Twitter CEO Elon Musk is concerned of bias in artificial intelligence, saying programmers can use it to lie. Musk advises safeguards need to be in place.
We probably want to have some kind of hardware off switch.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Equipment from the USDA has checked out, or the management of the calendar of who is renting it, what day, is done by a couple of gals. And they don't seem to know how to check out the equipment. They rely on the guys. The guys go out and check the equipment, make sure it's ready for use on the fields. Well, our son went and looked at it, and he said, it's not ready, it's broken. It's got, you know, sprocket. It's got sprockets and change, and there was a problem with the sprockets and change and the shafts and the bearings. So he said, and the jack that holds this thing up, he said, there are problems with this. And he said, no, it's been checked out. It's okay. So next thing he gets a call, well, there's a problem with it. Yeah, it's something wrong with the bearings and the sprockets and the chains, and the jack's broken. It's amazing that they hire these gals that sit behind the desk. They are the control tower. They make the decisions, and they really don't know what's going on. So I said to our son, do you think if your mother Mrs. Finelli, my wife, had that job, she would be able to check this equipment out and know if it was operational or not. And he said, of course she would. And it's not just Mrs. Finelli. Gwyneth would be able to also. Kathy would. Sharon would. Your USA Prepares faculty, the gals, would certainly be able to do this rather than sit behind the control tower and say, we'll have to have a guy check it out because I don't know. It's amazing. I don't know how these people get jobs.
If it was my job to allocate this machine, I'd make it my business to know everything I could about this machine. Because I'd say, well, that's my job. What does it do? How does it work? What is it? You know, where does this chain go? You know, what's the things that are likely to break on it? What's the maintenance schedule? Has it been kept to its maintenance schedule? Yada, 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 yada. And I wouldn't be sitting behind a mouse saying, computer says no.
Well, see, what literally happens is the gals that are that make the appointments don't check the equipment out, and that's what I don't understand, because what you just said, what you would do, is exactly what I did when I had a job, first job behind the counter at an auto parts store at 17 years old. I opened up every single box because I wanted to know. Did they pay me extra to open up those boxes? No. They paid me by the hour. I was there, and I figured whatever they wanted me to do, as long as it was legal and it was safe, it was my job to do it. If they wanted me to take the trash out, fine. If they wanted me to go buy donuts, it's fine. If they wanted me to fill up their pickup truck, fine. If they wanted me to do what they hired me to do, like sell auto parts behind the counter, fine. I was there to serve at their pleasure. That's what I was there for. But if you look at government employees, what we're finding out is exactly what we used to think of them. We used to think that if you couldn't get a job anyplace else, you could always get a job with the government. And if you couldn't do that, you could always sell insurance. That's the way we looked at things. We looked at the best and brightest didn't work for the government. That was like for those who weren't the best and the brightest. They worked for the government. And that's exactly what's happening. The government is a people who follow rules and don't know how to do things and are not allowed to make decisions. That's what they are. And I was flabbergasted. Here's just one more little scenario. And class, prove me wrong, please. But if you go to DMV or any other government agency where you show up, do they ever offer any advice? Do they ever say, you know what, if you did it this way, you'd save $18? Do they ever do that? Do they ever say, you know, there's a better way of doing this? Or do they just expect you to tell them what you want and then they just follow the rules? I submit to you that you have never gotten help from a person at DMV other than to tell you you're in the wrong line. You need to be in that other line over there and wait another 45 minutes. Tell me I'm wrong. It's frustrating. You know, when people come to our shop, our automotive shop, I give them all kinds of advice. Advice that they didn't ask for, advice that they might not even have wanted. But I tell them how to do it better and how to prevent things that I see that are going to happen down the road. Meaning, I can tell them that, you know, you should try to avoid potholes with tires that are overinflated or underinflated. I mean, just simple things like that. I tell them, unsolicited. But has that ever happened at a government office? Has a person at DMV ever told you any, Division of Motor Vehicles, have they ever offered you any advice? I submit to you, they have never done it. And it's almost like if they were to do it, it would cost them money. They'd have to open up their own personal wallet and take some money out or funds out or digits out. It's almost like it costs them to help you. That's where we are. Gwyneth, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's actually true. And, you know, I think if you said that USDA form back with, you know, with a note saying, you know, I claim UCC 1-308 and plead the Fifth Amendment, I think they'd be scratching their heads. I don't think they'd know what to make of it. And then they'd, you know, call the supervisor, and then the supervisor would say, oh, well, we have to because computer says so, you know. And, you know, you would have a disagreement with them, and, you know, you would point out that this is the law. This is actually the law of the land, that, you know, your rights are reserved to you, and, you know, it's basically none of their business.
Well, let me give an example of one of the things that happens to us. So, as I mentioned, we have a small tire and auto repair shop. We have the equipment, but it's a small shop. One bay. We only work on one car at a time. So we give full attention to that one vehicle. So we don't have three vehicles up in the air and telling customers that, well, it's, you know, we're working on it, but it's just up in the air and no one's paid attention to it for 3 days. It's not like that. We work on each vehicle one at a time. So we don't sell a lot of tires because we only work on one vehicle at a time. But we sell tires and we sell batteries. And the state of Missouri has a fee that we are required to charge customers. 50 cents, it's a Missouri fee for every battery that's sold. Now, of course, there's sales tax on the battery. And then there's a fee, 50 cents for each one that's sold. And then there's another fee for each tire that's sold. So there's the federal tax, state tax, the price of the tire. Then there's the labor to install it and mount and balance it, all that stuff. But then there's another fee on top of that, which is a tire fee. And they call it a recycling fee. I can guarantee you the tires are not recycled. They're not recycled. But there's a fee for every single one that's sold and every battery that's sold. Now, there's also a recycling deposit on car batteries. It's $18. So if you buy a battery and you just like go into the Chinese factory outlet and buy a battery and you just say, I just want to buy that battery. And well, where's your old one? Well, I don't have it. Oh, that's an $18 fee. Okay? On top of the cost of the battery for not having your core, your battery, you know, that you turn in the old one. All right. So we are required to send to the state all the 50 cents and all for tires and the 50 cents for batteries as well. And we're required to fill out this form and send it to them on a regular basis. And they have this form with all kinds of boxes and a barcode and you know, I swear that this is information is accurate and all that, and you sign it. Well, what we do is we just take a piece of paper and I wrote, you know, what I thought was the important information. I wrote the form number on it, and I sign it, and we send it in. Well, we've gotten a bunch of phone calls from the state saying, y'all are causing a lot of problems for us because you're not using our form. And Mrs. Vannelli feels those calls because I'm on the air, and she says, oh, well, what do you want us to do? Well, we want you to use our form with a barcode. So you need the barcode? Yeah, we need the barcode. Okay, so what does Vincent do? He cuts off the barcode off their form and sticks it on a piece of paper.
I was going to say that he cuts off the barcode, sticks it in the top corner.
Yeah, because, well, the problem is the machine can't read it. And if you have employees that can't read and a machine that can't read without the barcode, it's a real problem for the state. So, but who else does this kind of stuff? I guess it's just us. We do that with our taxes,
gosh,
too. Oh, here's another one. Here's another one. So we got a call from out of state, one of the people who listens to USA Prepares. And it's, I'm trying to fill out my taxes online. I can't do it. It won't accept it. It rejects it. I checked it over and over. There's no mistakes on it. But the IRS website will not let me file online, and the date is up. The IRS website would not let this person who listens to USA Prepares file online. Now, I'm not sure why someone would file online. That makes no sense to me. No sense at all. Because if you, how do you, where do you get your copy of what you sent in? How do you get that? How do you get your notes annotated on the paper forms if you send it in electronically and you fill out your taxes online? Well, the website didn't work and it was broken and gave all these cryptic messages. The person could not file. So the person then hand filed, put a stamp on it and sent it in. Okay. So the point I'm trying to make is people have given up control of their lives to big tech and then big tech breaks. And yet the IRS says, you all have a deadline. You have a deadline. Their website doesn't work. You still have the deadline. So what do? Well, in our case, we file it on paper. We have our notes written all over it. I'm sure it's a real problem for the IRS to process our taxes. I'm sure they have a special department for people like the Finellis. And then the other thing we do is we file proof of mailing. You know, so we pay an extra something, 50-something cents for proof of mailing. And then the post office stamps a receipt with the post office date stamp on it, you know, rubber stamp that has the date, the post office, and the amount we paid for it. And then we use the credit card receipt as well. So we have two receipts from the post office that we sent the IRS form. Now, I think that it's a problem for the IRS to process these returns manually. And it's so complicated, I think they want to leave us alone. Because they can tell that if they haul us in for another audit, they're going to spend a whole day with us. And they don't want to do it. So why is it that people use these electronic filing systems and the internet breaks, the websites break? It's you're sending information through who knows where, personal information. Why would anybody do that? Why? I don't know. Makes no sense to me. So I suggest you do what I do, and that is fill it out. And you ought to have a copy machine. You ought to have your own copy machine. It can be an old one like ours that's, you know, like 30 years old. But that's what we use. We make copies of all the stuff that we sign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
And seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I just can't believe it. So section 26 of this USDA agricultural census. Class, you're not going to believe this, but I just want to read this to you. At any time during 2022, did this operation have internet access, either on the operation or at the operator's residence? If you check the box yes, report the type of service that was used to access the internet. Mark all that apply. Cellular data plan for a smartphone or other mobile device. Broadband, high-speed internet service such as cable, fiber optic, DSL, or DSL. Satellite internet service installed. Dial-up internet service installed. Don't know or other. And they want you to specify what other is. They want to know, how does that apply to agriculture? Whether you have the internet, DSL, satellite, broadband, fiber optic. This is what they want to know. They want to know, Section 33, report your estimate of the current market value of land and buildings, reported in Section 1. They want to know the total value of all land and buildings owned. How long would it take you to do that? Would you call a realtor? Would you say, I'm filling out my agricultural census for 2022, and to get it right, how much is my farm worth with the buildings? Then they want to know all the land and buildings owned. What is that worth? And they want to know all the land and buildings rented or leased from others. What is that worth or valued at? And then all the land and buildings that you rented or leased to other people. And they want you to include a few things. Include the following. Cars, combines, pumps, dryers, computers, motors, plows, trucks, tractors, discs, tanks, tools, harrows, feeders, dairy equipment, irrigation equipment, grinding and mixing equipment, etc. As I said, this would take a long time to actually complete this properly. Who would do it? And what do they do with the information? I just want to let you know that this is just overbearing government. And who has been in the government for about 50 years? None other than Jumpin' Joe. Has he fixed this? No. No. So if you need equipment from the USDA, it's really hard to get them to deliver on what they're supposed to do. But yet they want you and threaten you with penalties for not giving them 24 pages of detailed information. How many pumps do you have and how much? Let me ask you, class, how much are your tools worth? Do you know? How much are they worth? Do you have a toolbox? Do you have a tool chest? Do you have tools in the garage? Do you have tools in your kitchen junk drawer? Add them all up. How much are they worth? How long would it take you to figure that out? That's one item. Gwyneth, any comments before we get into the real estate housing crisis?
Yeah, I would say that's called a perjury trap, where, yeah, you know, where somebody from the government just keeps asking you so many questions, and then so many questions, and so many questions, and so many questions, and, you know, sooner or later, everybody, even if they have the best intentions of always telling the truth, it's very hard to not contradict yourself. And that's called a perjury trap. And that's why the Fifth Amendment exists. That's why they say it's so that you don't incriminate yourself. It's not that you're guilty. What you're looking at is 250-year-old language for perjury trap. And I would be protesting that if I was in the US and if I had this form arrive on my, in my letterbox, I would say, I'm not doing it. This is why. UCC 1-308 and the Fifth Amendment, and this is, in my opinion, a perjury trap, and I'm not filling in your form. If I was in the US, that's what I would do. And I would put the whole thing in an affidavit, and I would get it sworn by a justice of the peace, you know, so I would get it all properly legally done, and I would get certified copies made and sworn by this justice at the same time, and I would put it all in an envelope and I would send it back. And if they want to sue me, then they've got to answer in court why they're in breach of the Fifth Amendment and UCC 1-308, and, you know, answer my allegations that it's a perjury trap and a fishing expedition. That's the proper legal term.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And there's so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.